Austria.
Strauss, the hero of the kings and princes, nursemaids and shopkeepers, sat at a table at the Golden Lamb. Across from him, also sipping a glass of wine, was Jacques Offenbach, master of French light music. As they talked, Offenbach tried to convince Strauss that he should write more important music. An operetta, for instance, he suggested. Johann's wife thought the same thing, and so did his friends. Yes, Strauss should turn to bigger works. However, when offers to conduct poured in, he couldn't bring himself to refuse them. 4 concerts in England, command performances before the King of Italy, etc. So Johann Strauss traveled southward, and while in Italy, in the King's honor, he composed this waltz, Rosen aus dem Süden, Roses from the South. Ever popular, ever in demand, Strauss was invited to the United States to play in Boston and New York. He gave 14 monster concerts featuring thousands of singers and musicians. In New York, hundreds of smitten ladies wrote asking for some personal memento. In reply, Johann's wife sent out locks of hair she clipped from their pet black dog, pretending that they were curls from the composer's head. And at concerts, he was mobbed by frantic autograph hunters. Here are Strauss's own words of description. There were 20,000 singers, and in front of them, the members of the orchestra and 100 assistant conductors. Suddenly, a cannon shot rang out, a gentle hint to begin playing the Blue Danube. I gave the signal, and my 100 assistant conductors followed me as quickly as they could.